fucking shit.
Oh, he's still
he killed the bottle. Yo.
It's like, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, the stagger, I'm dumb.
What a cunt. What the fuck are you doing, man? Like, hey, fucking, you gonna make a track in fucking, in,
damn, whose cup is?
Oh, my cup is right here on my shit. But, TG Lindo.
TG Lindo, bitch.
And then TJ Lindo, TG.
TG Lindo and TJ. Hey.
TG
Lindo and TJ.
Yeah, TG Lindo.
TJ.
And TJ.
And TJ. Oh.
Anyways. Damn, that's crazy. No, but for real. Hey, by the way, I already started recording because this shit was going off the walls already, bro. It's just comedy. What?
Fucking comedy, cut.
Hey, for real. What's Cuddy family? Welcome back to the Stomach of Tony Tuss podcast. My name is Tony, and of course. You came to hear me talk. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, back at it again with another installment of your favorite podcast. Maybe, I don't know, but we shall see. As you can already fucking hear, the fucking wheels are already falling off the wagon in this motherfucker. Wagon. We got a packy house, of course. We're coming at you live once again from the LMNG Studios. This time we're reporting to you live from the underground downtown LA Tesla tunnels. Elon Musk is able to hook it up with a quick room for me real quick so we can go and, you know, churn out an episode for the boys.
Hey, and it has an EV charger so you could charge your electric car. Huh?
Exactly, fam. We're charging up cars for the Lolo, bro. We're trapping chargers, fool.
Be like, hey, those fools with the trucks, they
trap. Hey, we're going to be with the Tesla trucks and be like, hey, fool, can I charge my shit? I'm going to be like, hey, what percentage you want, bro?
If it's under 20%, nah, bro.
Nah, bro. Can't do that for you, my boy. Anyways, but of course, you hear those familiar voices, but I want to go in order right now because, of course, if we were live at the LMG Studios, you know for a fact that we are going to have to be here with the man that runs the stand. He is the face that runs the place. He is the hit maker, record breaker, the one, the only, Mr. Steal Your Bitch but Give It Right the Fuck Back because I'm not a selfish motherfucker. The one and only Element G in this bitch.
Welcome.
Another week, another episode with, of course, G. But, of course, you already hear the voice, the familiar one himself, of course, from the newly established segment called A Tale of Two Tonys. Of course, we got the one and only rapper Sona TG Lindo. But, of course, it's the one and only Tony Galindo in this video.
It's TG Lindo.
TG Lindo for the day.
My boy is TG Lindo.
TG Lindo, fool. That's his rap name. No, so, real quick, let's dive into why he's talking about that. So, first of all, I see you with the crack, and I thought that was fucking Henny, bro. I was like, bro, what's the fuck are you
bro,
doing?
Bro, low-key, this shit's sweet as fuck.
Fuck.
That shit's good.
What you sipping on, my boy?
The Kraken.
Kraken?
This is original.
Did you release the Kraken, my boy?
Yeah, I did, bro, earlier, not that long.
Hey. This fucking guy.
And it was at work, and there was a bidet, so it was a good Kraken release, you know?
This one was trying to... He was trying to finger my bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. I got to stop drinking, Loki.
No, it's not the drink. It was the weed, too, because remember you said, food? So we smoked, like, a nice little number. I had a joint for me, TG Lindo.
Shout out the homie Cali Danks, though.
Cali Danks providing the weed, as usual, of course, for the boy TG Lindo. That's the only weed the man smokes right quick. So he made a joint for me and made a joint for himself.
Sponsors.
Yeah, of course. And then next, and of course, you know that G, he's a Christian, so he don't smoke the weed, bro.
Christian Muslim.
Bro, hey, put a pin on that. Remind me to go back on Christian Muslims because that's just fucking comedy. But so we smoke one, and then usually when TG Lindo out here smokes, bro, his ADHD go up a whole nother notch. Which me, I'm the polar opposite. My ADHD goes down. Actually, I'm more calm, cool, and collective.
When
they like
take
that.
Adderall, it goes down, bro. That's the truth.
Yo, you got Adderall, my boy.
Not right now. Oh, but shit. When I used to take it, instead of giving you energy, that shit would bring me down. I don't know why. That shit's weird.
She would make me write a 5-page essay in a fucking minute, bro.
And then they'd be like, oh, how the fuck did he do that? You know, they're surprised. Like,
I'm a superhero. And that superhero is called Adderall, bitch.
Adderall is $10 a poppy, though.
Basically, government approved cocaine, bro.
Yeah,
government
dude,
approved crystal meth.
That shit's even like prescribed a real dank, like burgundy ones. Blows your mind, bro.
And the Zannies, though.
The Hokies, though.
The Hokies.
Bro, I have a fucking dirty ass story about Zannies.
Wait, was it the story you told on the tail? That one about how you were in the construction one?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was grave.
That's how you know the Zannies hit you, bro. You're going to repeat the same story. Bro, be like, bro, did I tell you this fucking story, fool?
Bro, I've never.
You ever take a Xanax dream?
Nothing.
Don't ever in your life. Don't ever touch that shit in your life.
Even if it's a small piece, trust, bro. Like it's a lot of trial and error. Even if it's a small piece,
it really is, bro. it really is because it got powers you don't even know,
bro.
Fam.
Trust. Even if it's a little small piece from that shit, nah, bro. Trust. Like that shit makes you feel like you're drunk, like 10 times worse. You're
slump.
Slump as fuck.
Like you got mink in a fucking street fight and you went to sleep, my boy.
But somehow, you're still awake, you know?
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, we a little bit off the weed, a little bit off the alcohol. We crossed Fredo's Barbados.
Barbados!
In this bitch. But actually, going back to what you said about the Christian Muslim, so.
Christian.
I guess this is a nice way to kind of sew a little story time up in here. So one day I was kicking it with the boy TJ Lindo. He schooled me up on the Beamer and he was like, yo, let's just go blazer right quick and just, you know, bullshit. So we want to go do that shit. And then we was hitting a couple bowlies on the way too. And I think we passed by Yo Block G. We were passing by because, you know, the street is just full of these little makeshift churches of people that go to church Monday through fucking Sunday, my boy. Every day, 24/7, bro.
That's true, though.
Every minute, though.
We'd be out late. And we was right here on Vermont. You know how there's this one church by Vermont, and like, you know, when we go drop off like Antoine and shit, we go down Vermont. There's this church right at the corner. Sometimes we be out till like 3-4 in the morning, and they still be out there fucking just praising the Lord, you know.
Praise the woo.
Hey, fuck you, bro. How the fuck you gonna give the man that shot, and then you gonna give me this fucking gulp ass fucking shit, my boy? Sorry, I told Gigi Lindo to pour me a drink right quick. The man poured a gulp. He was like, "Oops!" And then he's out here giving G a reasonable one.
Hey, chill the fuck out.
That's his shit, though.
We got the Kraken, though. Yeah. Oh, he's gonna finish it. Fuck, we finishing the Henny, bro.
Wait, what the fuck? That was in my cup.
That is your cup, bro. His cup had the Kraken. He replaced. Oh, fuck. Well, pour it in that cup.
It don't fucking matter.
No one drank from this. It was clean.
It don't matter.
Well, either way, just drink that shit. So, okay, real quick. We're killing this Hennessy, bro. Wait. Before we take this shot, what were we talking about? You were talking about.
No, that is true. This was be out there just 24/7.
Like, yeah,
Christian Muslims. Okay. Christian, so this one goes, the toast in this one to Christian Muslims.
A little toast on those skirts, though.
I'm going to sip on this shit.
Bendiciones, hermano. Gloria a Dios. Aquí estamos ahorita. Alabando a nuestro Señor Jesús.
I can feel it when I inhale.
You should be a preacher, bro. Be a preacher.
Say that one more time, bro.
Bro.
To the Christian Muslims.
You know how they always got a story, like how they used to be back then?
Bro, to be honest, look, that's what I was going to like talk about right now. You know what I just said? Like, I'm going to repeat it again.
Bendiciones, hermano. Alabado sea nuestro Señor Jesús.
Like these fools, bro. Like a lot of them, especially like
you sound like you're doing Christian ASMR.
El nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo.
Amén.
Me siento sin Dios.
Not like, but what should I say? Like how he said. Like. A lot of these fools, like especially a lot of older cats that are like
cats. We're talking like old head.
Like they become religious and shit and whatnot. They somehow, some way, in every conversation that they say, they're like, "Oh, look, yo fui pandillero, yo estaba en las calles, yo era adicto a esto, esto, pero luego encontré al señor." You know, like they somehow use like
muy fumando mota, pero luego güey me balacearon, güey, luego encontré Dios y no sí, manches, güey.
Cuando me balacearon yo estaba ahí en el piso, güey, luego miré para arriba y era Dios, ¿no?
Y me dijo, "No manches, güey,
like,
ponte verga, güey, ya estás espantándole, güey."
They always use that story like, you know, I don't know, like, to prove themselves if they're worthy, like, in that space or whatnot. It's weird. Instead of talking about something else, like, these are stories that you hear all the time. Yes or no, bro?
Yeah, and it's not like criticism because I'm sure some of them maybe. But,
Jesus Christ!
But then there's times because I be watching like YouTube videos too, and then a lot of times because they try to give their testimonies.
Testimonio.
And then a lot of times the testimonies they just go like, I don't know. It's just the tone of voice in which they tell these stories makes it sound so fake.
Right? It doesn't sound genuine at all.
And that's the shit that I have a problem with. It's like, all right, you got your own beliefs.
Like it sounds like a script to a certain point.
And then the other thing is, like, they're always just, you know, they'll talk to you, and the whole their whole speech is just quoting the Bible, but everything that comes after that doesn't really mean shit. It's like, it's like they give you a quote, and they basically just restate that quote. And then that's...
Miren, hermanos, ahorita vamos a leer un excerpto aquí de la Biblia. Isaiah 13:26.
Yeah, and then they read that shit. They read it, and then they explain it, and that's supposed to that's supposed to convert you into.
I don't know, bro.
Whatever, like no criticism to them. You know, they do the shit the way they do it.
Yeah,
but
whatever they do. Or when they start in their alabanzas, bro. When they bring out the guitar and everything.
Nah, but even bro, have you listened to Christian rap?
Yeah, I have.
Like these fools, they have their own scene, like. Crazy.
It is crazy.
Christian rap? You mean
Christian rap and Christian like reggaeton.
You mean
reggaeton.
Donda. Yes sir. Donda drop finally. And you want what? You want to heap it hard and help into Jesus Christ? You listen to the goddamn Donda album. That's what the fuck you do. And you know what, TG Lindo? I'm sorry, but I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. This man, TG Lindo, gave Donda a what? A three out of ten.
Nah, you know what, my boy? Now that we're
visiting,
I
give it
a
2.5 out of 10, this man said, bro.
It's I'm telling you, bro, it's recycled. Like, it sounds like he recorded, like, lazy.
Bro, Kanye West...
He has
can
good albums.
Fart into a mic, and and it'll sound better quality than half the motherfuckers in the game right now. All right, listen, I don't think you understand, bro. Okay, see, because this happens when motherfuckers don't understand the genius that is Kanye West. Okay, because I'm keeping a stack right now, bro. That 3 out of 10, you know where that 3 out of 10 comes from? You said it's recycled, right, bro? The only thing recycled here. Is the recycled fact that motherfuckers keep sleeping on the fact that Kanye fucking. He's out here making shit that is his man not dominating the charts right now.
Yeah.
Like honestly, look, his artistry.
6ix9ine has dominated the charts. Other niggas has dominated the charts.
What I give to Kanye, like his artistry is dope. Like he has crazy ideas. He does all this shit. His shows are dope, but
Have you heard the album?
I haven't listened to it completely. I've listened to probably like
all right, you know like what? Hey,
four or five songs out of that shit.
But
some of those songs. They sound very...
What songs have you heard?
They sound very similar.
I can honestly say it's definitely experimental. It really is.
We're going to be right back. You know what we're going to do, bro? We're going to stop this real quick, play G a couple tracks, and then he's going to come into the conversation because I'm over here talking, singing his praises, saying it's fire. It's an instant classic, bro. Kanye West ain't fed the streets in a cool minute, but he gave us an hour and 48 minutes of fucking music. And you know what? Bro, this man fed us good. Man gave us a buffet, bro.
Hey, bro, you know which album released before this one that was like stupid fire? The one that J. Cole released. That one was fire. Fire.
J. Cole, JV, Kanye, Varsity. I'll be right back.
I don't could never be black. Cause a black man never shares rib.
And that's it. I put the last part in it. I'll fucking risk the fucking copyright strike, but that part go hard. That was the end of Off the Grid. I showed G a couple tracks off
he
of Donda, bro.
A black man don't share his
riches. You feel me? Keep that shit to himself.
Is it because never mind.
That's what I'm saying. This is the type of thoughts he puts you into, bro. It's the type of thoughts he puts you into. But G, listen, I'm going to need you to keep it stacked, bro. I didn't play the entire album because the album is an hour and 48 minutes. And if we're going to listen to the whole fucking thing, we're going to actually finish recording this shit at midnight and we're not going to do all that. So, you know what? Real quick, while I get another drink re-up. Do you want another drink? You want more cracking?
I'm going to finish this shit right now, bro.
Do you want more, though? because I'm gonna go get more drinks. I want you in the meantime to talk about your what you just heard right now, what you like, your pros, even your cons.
What are you gonna get?
I'm gonna see what I'm gonna get.
Low tequila though.
You want tequila?
Termano.
Is there tequila?
Termano though.
There's Termano.
All right. You have any soda in the fridge?
Squirt and.
All right, Paloma's in.
Paloma, tiny though.
All right, you two talk about it because apparently you don't like Donda, but well, I think bro, you fucks with it. So
that's,
like,
I told you that it's experimental, bro.
I can't give like a full review just because.
Like, now that
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Look. Now that I listen to this song, I'll give it a. It's a 4 out of 10 now.
Oh, it is 4. But listen, okay, fine. You don't have to give a full review because, of course, you didn't hear the full album. Yeah, but yeah. Give us, like, your review so far of the tracks. Well, I mean, I played you some of the gems of the album.
It's decent.
I've had...
All right, go.
So, it's like, when I really, like, started listening to it, I heard probably, like, the first 4 or 5 tracks. From those, I liked 2. And, but then the rest of them, to me, just sounded, like, generic and, like, it sounded similar.
Very generic. I'm telling you, bro, it said, like, experimental. Like, I don't know if Tony probably knows, but I don't understand that intro, bro. Like, that intro could have been small. It could have been like 5-10 seconds. That's it, you know, like a little like a slogan. Mm-hmm. Danda, 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 that's it. But it goes on for like too long. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Like, my theory, I guess, because, you know, he is more of a like a spiritual man now or whatever.
He found Nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
But you're not like within religion, you know, when people repeat something as a chant. It does mean something.
It's kind of like I was, bro, I kind of had a dream about this. Like, when this would release his album, I had a dream that night, bro, that this one was like a father. You know how, have you seen that video where he's playing a keyboard?
Yeah.
And then there's these fools, like, they're moving in the same way, and it kind of looks like, you know, that's
made memes off that shit.
Yeah. Like, I saw this fool as a father, like, you know, since he said he found God and all this shit. Like I dreamt that this fool was a father, and he was singing his songs, but it wasn't like this. Like, with beats and shit, it was more like an alabanza, you know, like, he was praising God, you know. It's weird that I had that dream too.
Well, probably, I mean, this is probably what, like, his way of doing that shit, just to kind of get, like, reach the masses in his way or something. I don't know. But then again, like, I haven't listened to the rest of the album. From the songs that I have heard, I have, like, 2 of them. And it's only because of the beat. I haven't really sat down and actually, like, listened to the lyrics. Because, I mean, that's what I usually do. But, I mean, as far as, like, you know, giving it, like, a full review, you know, I can't really review it yet just because I haven't listened to the rest of it. And, you know, I don't want to judge it based off of just 4 songs.
Yeah.
Despite all that, though, like, I mean, the beats is always going hard.
Look, bro, the fucking best Kanye West album, in my opinion, is Graduation. That's the best one, bro. And, like, after, what was it? Kanye West best, like, 10 albums? This is 10th album. 10th album, that's crazy. I forget which one it is that he released. Oh, 80s Heartbreak. The was the
Heartbreak, what? 808s and Heartbreak.
There you go. That album, 808s and Heartbreak. Like, after that one, I felt like he should have stopped making music. Yeah. He should have taken a little break, more longer than the one he took. You know, he should have taken a longer break, and then, you know, but it's, I don't know, it's crazy.
You sound sleepy. So,
hey, re-energize me with that Paloma mode,
so
boy.
No, my beautiful dark twisted fantasy. No Life of Pablo. No Watch the Throne. No Yeezus.
Bro, look, to be honest, I haven't heard Life of Pablo.
Remind me to play Life of Pablo.
Hey, what's that song? The one that everyone plays from there that said, like, give me some more.
Oh, that's Father's Church by Hand Part 1.
I think that's the only song I've heard, but not any other one from Life of Pablo. Why did he call it Life of Pablo? His name is Pablo or what?
No, he loses a persona he's making. St. Pablo, I think.
Say, oh yeah, Saint. Yeah, hey, that who released merch on some of that shit. He made some 350s, I think, from Saint Paulo. Those shoes they went hard, low key.
I got a broken cup. Fucking ass.
I mean, I respect his artistry though.
Hey, like, tell me how it tastes though.
You should get another cup, low key.
Why? Is it breaking?
It's weak.
I review that. Review his drink.
Now, let me see.
Out of 10.
It's Gucci. You put 1 or 2 shots.
Don't trip.
out of 10.
I'll give it a solid 8 out of 10.
That, you want me to give you the exact ingredients? Tequila. 2 shots tequila.
to kill you.
Little pinch of margarita salt, little pinch of tajin, just a splash of the enchilada mix. Then I put the Sprite.
Oh, bro. Hey, what do you want to call this drink? I was just happy with you. It's real good.
I call it a Bloody Paloma.
No, but I think you should make it more.
Or like a Paloma
add a little bit of chamoy and add that stupid little mamon celery.
Yeah,
know?
I think I put a little more of the michelada.
And then you can call it a Bloody Paloma.
Try it. It's a Bloody Paloma.
Ah, puto. Ah, no mames. Puta jerote. Está bien bueno este trago, bo.
Gracias.
That's a bomb, Loki.
Thank you.
Dude, that shit tastes like an In-N-Out burger.
What the fuck?
An In-N-Out burger? How?
We're the ones that are faded, dog. What are you talking about?
We're the ones that are faded. That shit tastes like
it's bomb. An In-N-Out burger. I don't know, bro.
That's what I have.
Look, bro, next time I go to In-N-Out and I order a 4x4, when I'm paying, I'm like, hey, wait, look.
His shit looks more red than yours. Watch. Try his shit.
Let me see. Let's see if it tastes like a double.
Let me try something.
This will say he put michelada mix, so it has tomato shit on there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's way more of mine than there is on yours.
Oh, it feels like it has bread, huh? Yeah, I get what you're saying. No,
but it's the tomato. Like, it's the tomato.
I was like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So,
bro, you made the liquid In-N-Out.
You know what you made, bro? You made Thousand Island right here. That's what you made. You made Thousand Island.
Liquid Thousand Island.
Liquid Thousand Island, bro.
You thought that I wasn't going to fuck with it that much and you put overloaded on yours, huh?
I did.
Damn,
but he gives it a sweet concept.
My boy making Thousand Island. That's what you should call it, bro. A Thousand Island.
Thousand Island.
Splash.
Liquid Thousand Island.
So it's basically the same ingredients you said, but I just
put a little extra more michelada on mine. So like, I think
like,
by accident.
Like exagerado, like.
No. Because you know why? I was pouring a little bit, but then you know how sometimes you fuck up and you have like weak wrist a little bit and then it just fills. You're like, oh shit. You know, that happens.
I was like, why is this what it tastes like?
Put a little more michelada mix in that bitch. It'll taste like mine, fool. Yeah, but anyways, bro. All right, well, listen, either way though, the tracks that I showed you, fire or not? Okay, we're gonna give a quick simple thumbs up, thumbs down on the tracks I showed you. Okay, you say thumbs medium, but you know what, bro?
Kidding, bro.
This man said the last thumbs greatest up, fucking thumbs Kanye album was 808 and Heartbreaks, bro. That's
like a good review, bro.
That's like next level. That's like next level hipster right there,
bro.
We're
not even talking about that. We're talking about Donna, bro. Good thumbs up.
Fuck out of here, fool. You a hipster as fuck. You're a Kanye hipster, my bro. Nah, you're just like, bro, anything after 808s and Heartbreaks, bro, trash. You're calling My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy trash, bro. You're calling Yeezus trash. You're calling Watch the Throne trash. You're calling the Ye album trash, bro.
There's better rappers out there, bro. It's okay.
First of all, he's not just a rapper, bro. He's a poet. The man's a businessman. He's a fashion icon. The man is doing everything. He's a renaissance man. He's a modern day renaissance man. Your people can rap, but can they rap in also revolutionize the culture and this fashion game at the same fucking time? I don't think so. This man's first Donda listening party with the Red Gap fucking collab sweater sold 30,000 fucking units in the first fucking day after that listening party. What other artists you know can push their clothing line for out 30,000?
Is he still staying in Mercedes-Benz City?
No, he's done. The album dropped, so.
So he was only there while he was doing the album. How much was the Mercedes Benz? How much was the room going for? Remember how it was the most expensive piece of real estate on the market?
I do not know. But I'm going to keep it a stack. Well, one thing I do know is that this man's merch game, though, is retarded expensive. I'm sorry, Kanye, but that's the one thing you are lacking, my boy. He's wanted $200 for a long sleeve shirt, my boy.
Bro, he's been lacking on that. Bro,
I've seen his shoes. I saw his shoes at the mall last time.
Have you seen his clothes that I think they sell it on Barney's, bro, New York? Bro, some of these pants and some of these shirts, these motherfuckers be having rips on them, bro. Like legit, like if you took it out of the dumpster, and they're charging $400 or $500 for the whole outfit. I'm like, my boy, look, I'm gonna go to the dumpster real quick.
It's like the
I'm
same.
I'm gonna take out some garments.
Same shit with the shoes. The shoes are fucking ugly.
I know, bro.
Those shoes are ugly. And people
look,
pay for that.
Look. No, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like the 350s and the fucking Wave Runners, they're cool. But anything after that, like,
dude, like the ones that fucking just feel like foam.
I know that he just came out with some foam slippers. No, they look like a little cave on your feet. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
You remember that famous? Well, soon to be famous black Donda mask that he had. That was just like his own, like fucking, just like a mask that just covered his face.
Yeah.
All the way, like a black mask.
How much is that shit going for?
$160, my boy.
$160 for some shit that some fools be wearing, that do rag.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, "What,
bro?" There's some fools that be they're gonna wear that shit as a do rag, and then this fool selling it for $160.
Oh boy! What the fuck? Exactly. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing right now, my boy? Like, at the end of the fucking...
Hey, he's going to go rob a bank like that, huh? Kanye West is going to go rob a bank.
I'm like, bro, I can just go to the fucking Swami, get a couple 5-packs of do-rags, and I got that shit right then and there.
Sorry, it's set, my boy.
Bruh.
Whatever, man. Anyways, at the end of the day... Well, I mean, that's just the way it is nowadays, man. Like, one thing I noticed because I remember... it's Wednesday. I just came back from doing an open mic. And, bro, like, I do my open mics from Hollywood, bro. There's a lot of places that just be selling, like, old clothes that are, like, stupid expensive,
Vintage shops, bro.
They'd be like, hey, man, pay $300 for this fucking FUBU sweater. I'm like, bro, you can suck. You can suck.
Fat Farm.
These nuts.
Because you got me fucked up if you can't pay that $300 for a shirt, bro. I was like, goddamn, bro. I just look at these motherfuckers. I was just like, bro.
Do you know the way?
Because this is not the way, fam.
Bruda. Do you know the way, Bruda? Do you know the way?
Damn, dude. I just saw these prices and I was just like.
Fucking right in the pussy.
I'm not with that shit.
Right under the hoodie.
Got him.
Yes. But anyways, I don't know. I just saw, like, all these people, like, really shelling out hundreds of dollars. I was just like, man, must be nice to have nice white parents that have 401ks and, like, you know.
Yeah, being a Silver Spoon kid, basically.
And then here come us motherfuckers from the hood having to fucking work for the shit we want. I'm just like.
Oh, shit.
Here we go again. Here we go again every motherfucking morning at 8 a.m.
You already fucking know, fam. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Shit. Here we go again.
And then we out here trying to make a future for ourselves, and then the motherfucking government comes, and it's just like...
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Damn.
We'll get them next time, fam.
Serio.
But you know what? It is what the fuck it is, man. But you know what? I'm just glad that Donda dropped. I feel like this is the one thing that's keeping me, you know, alive in 2021. Same. But I'm out here still trying to live my life. I'm out here still trying to, you know, have a good time. And that includes going to the movies. And I just recently saw a movie. Ooh, segue. This is Tony Talks Review real quick. I went and saw a little movie by the name of what? Don't say that shit 5 times in the mirror because that shit will kill you. What? Candyman.
Fuck, that is Candyman.
But yeah, it's Candyman, of course. I saw the one and only Candyman.
Hey, I heard it's good. Is it on HBO Max, no?
Nah.
Only in theaters, my boy, but it will soon come to VOD. It's
come out on HBO Max.
I feel like it has mixed reviews.
What did Tomato Meter give it?
Tomato meter? You mean Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Tomato meter.
Fucking baby.
Hold on. You know what?
Michelada.
Or IMBD.
Michelada tomato meter.
Oh, no. It's hey, you got beer? Item, boy.
You got beer?
Beer.
Beer.
We got coronas.
Yeah. We'll make a michelada.
A little meat. Ooh.
Get it. Let's get
hey, you know, you want me to make my girl tell me how to make them, bro, bomb?
All right, we'll see. We'll put this man to the test.
To the...
Real quick,
we're gonna put these man to the test.
All right, finish that lesson of the Paloma. We'll get micheladas right now, fool. But before we switch out to the micheladas, we're gonna take a quick pause. But I need to give you the Rotten Tomatoes
ASAP, though. Candyman. A fucking Candyman, because I want to go see that shit and get scared shitless, cut.
So I want to hear the Rotten Tomatoes,
the IMBD
shit, and then I want to hear Tony Talks rate.
Like, and I
all right. So we gonna pause real quick. We gonna pause real quick. After I give you the Rotten Tomatoes scores, we'll come back with my official review. And did you see the movie too? Okay, so we'll give you mines and G's. And don't worry, we'll pull you in, but we won't spoil too much. All right, so right now.
Too much.
Tomato meter, how much? Give a guess. How much do you think is
70. 70.
Yeah, around there. 70, 60, maybe.
Rotten Tomato, the tomato meter scores it 84.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's solid.
Oh, it's certified fresh still.
fresh.
84 is still certified fresh. That's like a B average or B plus.
Yeah,
that's all. The audience saying. Gives it a 74.
Hey, but Get Out got an 89%.
Candyman is at an 84%. Ladies and gentlemen, after this, we'll be right back with the my NG's official review, along with Antoine's unofficial, unexperienced review, because the man is unexperienced. Antoine. Yeah. I mean,
you're fucking drunk, my boy. Shout out the fool, but he's not here, though.
I'm trying to scanning that poon, but...
Sorry. Whoa, first of all, you put my man bitches all the way the fuck up out there. I fucked up and said his name. Because you know why? I'm fucking Tony, but my real name's Anthony. His name my is fucking name is Anthony too. But he goes by Tony. And then Antoine is Antoine. So it's just like Antoine, Tony, Anthony. All these fucking like, bro, how many fucking Anthonys or sub-affiliates of Anthonys do we fucking have on this fucking the group?
That's crazy, bro.
Four.
Three. For God's sakes, that party we four. Went to on we, that, Chucks, that party Kid we Chucks. Went to. Yeah, Kid Chucks, another oh, fucking Anthony.
No way. Four yeah, Anthony.
Four Anthony. And then the fucking party we went to.
At five?
Yeah, Rush's homies. Okay. We went to a party of his over the weekend, bro. Anthony Nate, same thing too. So yeah, man. I'm sorry I'm gonna fuck up the names, but you know what? 84% on the fucking tomato meter for Candyman, so we'll be right back.
My boy.
This fucking guy already. As you can fucking hear right now, we off of how many juices? Bro, I fucked up and I double poured myself, so I got two juices.
Fucking double poured it and put the little Termana in there, bitch. Yeah, exactly. If you're just not Termana, don't fucking drink that shit, cool.
Thought you fuck with Casamigos though.
Both.
Both.
They're the highest quality tequilas, Termana and Casamigos.
You ever mix both?
I haven't done it, but I'm down to do that for my birthday.
What, have you tried both, G?
I've tried both.
Thoughts? Which bro, is better?
You've tried both.
I have.
I've tried both.
Casamigos.
Casamigos that day on my birthday.
Casamigos all day, bro.
We were going to get it, but we didn't get it.
I've only tried Casamigos once, so.
El Blanco?
Let me try it again.
Blanco, bro.
Let me try it again, and I'll give you my
You guys want me to put you on some fucking A-plus grade? Casamigos, try the extra añejo.
Also, the Casamigos, and this is a very delicate acquired taste, but
Casamigos. Look, if you're a broke boy, you can't afford it. It's 50, 60 bucks a bottle.
Listen, right here. This right here is hella Mexican.
Hello, Mexican.
This is not for everybody. This is not made for everybody. But I recommend. I swear to God, to the day I die, I recommend it. It tastes like death. But oh my God, do you feel like a fucking bad? You feel mezcal. Like a hair chair. Mezcal,
the casa,
amigos, bro, mezcal. Like, is I'm not gonna lie to you, good. Bro.
Out of all liquors, mezcal is the only one that makes me think about sex. That's weird, huh?
That's your Hennessy, bro.
Nah. Bullshit aside, like out of all, when I drink any liquor, when I drink mezcal, I start thinking sexual shit.
Sexual.
And then there's some mezcal bottles that have a little.
All right, how is it? So it's a Casamigos mezcal.
No, the Casamigos mezcal, yeah.
It's tequila wave. They have mezcal?
They may have mezcal, bro. Look it up. It's a black bottle, bro. Look it up.
Let me see.
All right, because I don't really do mezcal just because it has a very smoky taste. And
I love that smoky shit, bro. Come on, look. Te tomas el gusanito y mira, güey. Ora por Jesucristo si te tomas el gusanito, güey.
I mean, I'm always down to try some new shit, but it's like...
Some new shit. Fuck it. I'm going to get that shit for my birthday. The Casamigos, what?
Because I've tried some mezcal before. And then it's just very potent on like the smokiness. And I hate it. But I haven't. I don't think I've tried this shit.
Exactly. I told you it's a black bottle, dude.
No mames, way.
Yes, way. Show G.
Where do they
How much it? Is it?
Like 40, 50 bucks?
I've seen the bottle.
Hey, I'm going to have a couple. Low key, I'm going to get some, bro. I love mezcal.
Let me see. Where did
out
you
of,
see it?
Out of all Mexican liquor,
well, you can get that bad mom.
Bad, how much? 30, huh? If you remember.
30, 40, 50. Just be ready to ball 3, out
4, 5, 30, 40, 50.
It's mezcal 3, 4, 5. And it's Casamigos.
We gotta add that to the mixtape, bro. 3, 4, 5, 30, 40, 50. Bye.
30, 40,
50. At BevMo with the bitches.
Boom. But anyways, before we get into this Madre talk real quick, we were gonna finish off with actually reviewing Candyman. Cause so
Candyman
I saw 5? Candyman, G saw Candyman. Real quick, on the count of three, we're gonna give our review out of 10. Real quick. So a number out of 10. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 7 out of 10. Ah!
I said seven out of ten.
Yeah. This bitch. All right, we're gonna give it a solid 7 out of 10, motherfucker. I'm gonna give my reasons why. You gonna give your reasons why. But remember, this man, TG Lindo has not seen the full movie, so don't give away too much.
But it still says 7 out of 10, though.
Exactly, 7 out of 10. You need to see it, though. You need
according to us,
according to you, I said it
to our personal opinion.
So I'll give my reasons why I give it a 7/10 first. So I give it a 7 out of 10 because, so apparently this is supposed to be a sequel to the original. So Candyman 2, Candyman 3 that came out did not exist. This is their, like, you know, remember Halloween? Halloween 2018 is essentially was a sequel to the first one. So number 2, number 3, number 4, all the other ones never happened. This is the official remake / sequel. Same thing with Candyman. So apparently it's supposed to take place after the first one. For those people that do know, after the have you seen the first Candyman, the original?
The 90s one?
Yeah. Get the mic on.
The one with that black dude, huh?
Yeah. So,
they're in a project.
Yeah. So you know how one of the social workers, the one that ends up being the main character, one with the gray hair, one.
Yeah.
So basically, remember how she rescued a baby from
the Bronx?
From the fire.
Yeah.
So the movie takes place with the baby being grown up as an adult, going back to that same place where it happened, and so in that. It basically acts like official sequel to the original. So a lot of that is mentioned in the past. I like that. They keep that consistency. I like the horror. I like the simple element of just
No mames, eso es puro veneno, güey.
No manches, güey.
Hey, what the fuck is in there? Try that
shit, bro. No. Hey, it's first of all, No. You know why? Because you were the one that poured the extra fucking tria, whatever the fuck. You were the one that poured that shit, bro. You were the one that poured that shit.
Taramana, shut up.
Yeah, the Taramana. You were the one that poured that shit, broski.
Bro, we're gonna send this to Dwayne Johnson. And this is gonna get fucking featured, my boy.
This
right?
was at the people's elbow. Fuck it.
The people's elbow. Mahalo.
The man hit rock bottom.
Mahalo.
This will raise his elbow and just pour the second shot.
But overall, I like the fact that they kept the lore of the first one. A couple points in the movie where it definitely felt slow. I was like, come on, speed it up, fam. The kills were good. The vibe was good. Overall, the ending was pretty satisfying to where I didn't feel like I needed to see another sequel or none of that shit. Honestly, if that's what they wanted to do as the sequel for the first one, I wouldn't be mad at it. I give it a 7 out of 10. I give it a 7 out of 10 because it's high. It does its job as a film. And overall, if you see the original Candyman and in this movie, you can see the correlation. So
the correlation, you connect the little dotties, though.
Exactly. So I give it props for that. So that's why I gave it 7 out of 10. G, your turn.
So for me, I mean, you know, they try to make a social statement. I mean, I like watching movies that always have like a message in them or whatever.
Of course, always.
And so like this movie, that's kind of what it did. So I like kind of like they took a current
social issue
and they kind of like flipped it and then like, you know, they made that kind of like a theme of the movie, which you know, it's appreciated. The only thing that I guess where it fell short, I don't know, is like
what?
But that shit hitting, huh?
Oh, I'm fucked up, but I'm still here right now. What the fuck are you talking about?
That shit hitting.
Yeah, but
I feel like I'm not hearing.
You know why? You know why? Because I kill my shit, bro. What the fuck are you doing, broski? Come on now, fam. Catch up to my campaign. Coot the color of mayonnaise. You feel me?
But yeah, so just real quick, it's just, I don't know. It was entertaining. Entertaining.
Oh, remember, we got to get munchies after this because, bro, we're fucking out of it. But anyways, continue.
It was entertaining.
The Beamer, though.
I expected it to be a little bit more horrific. But it wasn't as horrific as I thought.
No. Drink the fucking drink. No, drink this.
No. Cheers.
Try it.
Cheers.
No, cheer with him and try it. Oh.
Damn.
There it is. The
rule of cheering. You have to always cheer before.
Nah, it's just fucking strong. Because I'm fucking put like 2 shots.
You try that shit? Is the one I gave you?
That's what I made.
No, but yeah, like it was in an entertaining movie.
Hey, bro, what's your problem, bro?
What? You're just like, nothing.
We'll continue.
So, yeah, so it was an entertaining movie, but I expected a little bit more of it. I mean, despite it, like, I wasn't, like, unsatisfied when I walked out the movie theater. Like, I was pretty satisfied. It was a good movie. But I felt like it could have been better. And I feel like that's the same thing with, like, any horror movie. You know, it could always be better.
Exactly. And then also, at the end of the day, like, what do you expect from a movie that is trying to be a sequel from a movie that happened, like, 20-plus years ago, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, either way, though, I give that movie a motherfucking 7 out of 10. It did its job. It kept me entertained. Yeah. I didn't walk away dissatisfied. So, you know what? Candyman 2021, you did what you needed to do. We just come entertain us. So, I give you props for that. G, do you agree?
Same.
Tony?
Same.
Exactly.
Same.
So, now, let's move on to the next portion of the podcast that we were talking about because during the break, G got a little curious because...
Because Curious George.
Curious George up in this motherfucker because you know why? Because me, Tony, and you, Tony Galindo, TJ Lindo...
TJ Lindo, though.
Are the what you would call the... You know
the new Backstreet Boys. Fuck it.
No, not the new Backstreet Boys. This fool. But proprietors of the Bolsita.
Oh, proprietors.
You know, proprietors of the Bolsita, which
the
means
estate holders.
We be with the little, you know, we be with the coke lines and whatnot. So the boy, G,
my boy,
straight up. I mean, I'm gonna keep it a stack, my boy, because
stacky though,
because my boy G got questions because he's just like. Well, what are the means of going through that? Because
how does it feel, you know? What is a bolsita?
What is a bolsita?
Hey, ¿cuál es la ciencia atrás de una pinche bolsita?
Mira, mijo. So, for me, I have no knowledge. I'm going to keep it a stack with my experience with that shit. So, for me, I treat it like something that just helps me keep me awake for the night. So, let's say it's TG Lindo's birthday, bro, and we're at somewhere, we're just having a good time, I'm trying to survive the night, and I fuck up and I actually drink a little too much than I need to compared to everybody else. So I'm feeling it. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked up. But then out of nowhere,
that's how I'm feeling right now, Loki. So,
like somebody comes through with the bolsita, and then next thing you know, I take like a little bump or a little line. And then next thing you know, I'm gravy. I'm coming up. I'm reassuring where the fuck I'm at. I'm making sure that I'm getting everything taken care of.
Hey, beef or regular gravy?
Huh?
Beef or regular gravy?
Homie, beef gravy.
Beef gravy, always.
Always. But so you know, so I feel it like that. And then same thing when we're like partying on a Saturday night. If we've been bar hopping like crazy, I take a bolsita line or two to keep me awake, but not get me like fucking retarded because I'm going to keep it a stack. There's some people that are fiending for that shit to the point where it's just like they take a line and then 5 minutes later they're just like.
Hey, they're like, hey, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You think I can have another one, bro?
Bro, exactly. 5 minutes in and you had one line and you still want more.
This is where my questions came
in. Okay, come through with the questions.
It was like, how is it that certain people don't get addicted to that shit?
It's because of willpower.
Willpower and understanding why are you using it in the first place. You know, because nobody just does cocaine because they're just like, oh, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Okay, let's go. No, you do it because you understand the reasons why you're doing it. So when I do it, I'm like, okay, I'm doing this shit because I know I want to stay up for the rest of the night. And I can't keep doing that if I keep drinking. So I'll take this and I'll be good to go. And that's it. Other people, they're just like, I just need to be up 24/7. Yeah. This and that. I know you're saying, Anthony, what's the difference? Because all it takes is for you to be addicted to the fact that you need to do that to build this addictive life mentality. And I'm going to keep it a stack. Yes, I do. But I don't really be partying like how y'all think I be partying, bro. Like, I'm fucking busy Monday through Thursday, basically. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my only days at party. But I'm not going to be on some other shit where I'm just like, hey, bro, fuck work. Quit that shit, bro. Or like,
quit it,
you know,
bro. Quit it.
Yeah, quit that shit. Or don't even go to work right now, bro. Let's just do lines and just like party on a Monday. On a Monday. I'm like, no, dude, you're party fucking on. Losers, bro. You're fucking
club
losers.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and that's not me, bro. I'm just like, bro. Monday through Thursday, bro, it's all serious business. Bullshit
free.
Yeah, bullshit that free. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come talk to me. But everything else before that, it's just nah.
And she Tuesday.
Got your girl in a club, she Tuesday. Club going up. What? On a Tuesday. Hey, how you feel? You feeling the booze?
Hell yeah, I'm feeling
a little bit.
Yeah,
yes. I need a little bit of water.
You got the munchies?
Yeah.
What you feeling for?
Anything.
No, but food wise, though. Are you feeling for something? Bro? What?
I don't know.
What are you feeling for?
That's a good question.
What? Gee, you in the mood to eat or what's up?
I mean, I could snack.
Snack.
I'm not gonna say that word. I hate that word, bro. I hate that word.
I hate that word. We had some caldo de pescado con camarón. Yeah. I had seconds, so you know, I already had my meal, but I could snack.
A snack.
What time? Oh, it's 3:34. What time? Novocaine's kitchen close?
It's still open.
What time is it closed?
10:30. Like it's closed like around 11, maybe 11:30, 12.
Because we're 45 minutes in, we still need to complete the hour, my boy. You feel me?
It's 10:30.
10:30, but
we might have time.
We're 45. Okay, but just in case, where do you want to go? Just in case we don't have time.
Well, I mean, wherever. I mean, y'all the ones that Dave's? Y'all haven't ate.
Have you ate though?
I ate, bro. I've told you. Like I had the camarón with pescado.
Camarones.
Caldo.
But you've been drinking the same amount. What have you been drinking? Are you not?
But I feel straight.
Then we need to get this man another drink.
I'm good.
We need to get this man another
drink. Who the fuck is going to be the DD if you're going to give me the drink?
You know who's going to be the DD for Uber?
I'm always the DD.
DD?
You already know.
Dixie Dick? You feel hard? You feel healthy? You feel ready to go?
I got y'all.
Hey, by the way, my boy. So, what's up with this Saturday though? We got a UFC fight night. You trying to see that shit? You know, do the thing. I mean, what's
up? There's a lot of shit going on this weekend. Honestly, like
a lot of shit.
Wait, when you gonna drop it? You gonna drop this Saturday? The next day, there's gonna be a pop up. So just to plug that in real quick.
No, because I'm gonna be busy Saturday, but not until like the late night. We can watch the UFC fight night because it's Darren Till fighting. So it's gonna be a good event. I'm going to keep it a stack. What, are you doing anything Saturday in terms of, like, keeping you busy or what's up?
Saturday night, I hit you for that. But, I mean, you already know. We got the Pupusería Nuestra Cultura.
Oh, of course. But at the end of the day, like, that ends at a certain time. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you want your high-quality pupusas, you got all those motherfuckers in a timely manner. So, you better place those orders at what recommended time, G?
So, from 1 to 7, Fridays and Saturdays. This Sunday, we're going to be at a pop-up. Follow us at Pupusería Nuestra Cultura, and then you'll see where we'll be at this Sunday.
Pupusería Nuestra Cultura coming in clutch Friday, Saturday. No motherfucking link, but for the weekend, we got you covered because, of course, we want to make sure that you support Pupusería Nuestra Cultura here on the Tony Talks podcast.
So I got the address.
There you go.
180.
Shoot it.
180 East 35 Street, Los Angeles, California, 90011.
One more time.
180 East 35th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90011, from 5 to 9 on Sunday.
And of course, we'll have all that information on Tony Talks podcast description of this podcast. I know what you're thinking to myself. Are we about to end it right now? No, we are not, because we are 47 minutes into this shit. So we still need to keep the conversation and the flow and the posture going right now here on the Tony Talks podcast. Let me ask you right now, G, how hard are you feeling the alcohol right now?
Hard.
I'm at a 5.
No, I'm at a 10. 10 with that shit.
Out of 10 right now, how you feeling, G?
Out of 5.
Out of 5, Tony?
10.
Why are you feeling 10 right now, bro?
Bro, I drank a lot.
Let me ask you something right now, bro.
You guys are crossed.
Can you tell G? Here, I got a challenge for you, bro. Do me a favor. Tell G the positives of the Heights.
Oh. Whoa. Bomb food.
This is my water. I
got you. Bomb ass food.
Keep going. Because we're going to let our listeners know about that shit.
Really good, really good beer. It's bomb as fuck for low-key.
How low-key?
Super low-key.
Let me ask you this. The one you're trying to pull up next time?
ASAP.
ASAP like Rocky?
Like Rocky.
Though. Saturday,
like,
what's up?
Like Bob. Oh.
Because, listen, I'm free Sunday. Can you do my oil change Sunday?
Of course.
Okay, so you're here right now on the Tony's Top Podcast. My boy Tony finna do my oil change. I know what you're saying yourself. Man, that's fucked up. You're just making the motherfucker work. I'm like, no. This guy knows mechanics, period. Hey, Antoine. No, not Antoine. Motherfucking Tony Galindo. TG Lindo. Yes or yes?
Yes.
TG Lindo? Yes. Do me a favor. Let these people know what exactly your job consists of so that way they can know that you're not just out here, you know, just shooting the shites, you know?
I fix European vehicles.
And what does that consist of? Because you have a lot of making models, this and this and that. Give us the making models. Give us the one through of the go around right now because we're ending the special. So we're trying to make sure that we have everybody set intact. We have 10 minutes left before we can actually say that we've completed an entire hour. So we'll make sure that we'll keep our promise to keep in this shit a whole hour. So, you know, everybody can come on when they want to come on. At the end of the day, we are all just whores for this shit. So it's whatever's.
Whatever's.
Is there a social media shits today?
Oh, is there a social media shit? Let me double check. You know what? You know what? You know what? Oh, yes. Actually, you know what? I'm going to keep it a stack. There is a social media shits today. You know why? Because we are actually recording this shit on the first day of September, which a lot of a quote-unquote unique, quirky, weird girls consider spooky season. So for social media shits, but what I actually decided to want to do is really talk about why we ultimately decided to make Halloween the one episode where motherfuckers can get ratchet. Because listen, I understand you gotta go through your parties, you gotta go through your things and this and that, but if you're invited to multiple things, bro, you have to go ratchet for like a bunch of other ones. So I wanted to ask you real quick, how does it feel like going through this whole ratchet party scene, and what do you do to make sure that you're able to get the best shots for your portfolio, you know?
Who are you asking, though?
I am asking the ones that are out here, like, shooting for everything, period. Because, LMNG, are you not shooting for any event that's going on right here, right now?
I'm trying to see what's out there, you know, like, I've been here quarantining. So, you know, I just got to get out there, get my dance on, you know.
All right, you know what? Since the fact that y'all been quarantining and the fact that I need to take a break because I am fucking drunk, let me ask you this, though. Why do you feel that we as a society need to take a break from cinema and just remember what happened in our history, you know?
What was the question again?
I said, why do you feel like Hollywood needs to take a break from showing these type of movies and instead just telling us what happened through literature and everything else, etc.?
Bro, are you drunk? What are you saying?
I'm not fucking drunk, cat! Fucking damn it!
What are you saying right now?
All I am saying is...
What are you... Exactly. What are you saying?
I'm gonna keep it a stack.
We lit today.
Hey, we are lit because I'm pretty drunk. You know what? You know what? You know, G. Let me ask you this. Let's say I'm someone who comes up to you and just like, listen, G. I'm a mess. I live in a society or a family where I'm not loved and appreciated, and I work for everything in my life. I decided to move to a big city at a young age. I'm homeless. I need to make things happen for myself. What would you recommend for someone living in this type of environment? You feel me?
What the hell?
It's just like, I know it feels hard.
It's just getting deep right here.
Oh my god. Do you not want to go or what?
What? You're basically telling me, what do I tell somebody who's homeless? Like,
I'm not saying you have the answer to homelessness, but if you were given like a situation where you were put in somewhere where they're like, hey, listen, I don't know where my next meal is going to be. I don't know where this and that is going to be. You know, I would give them my fair share of advice.
given the nature of the circumstances. You're over here talking about certified lover boy, but at the end of the fucking day, you're not out here loving what the fuck is going on for your lover boys. I'm not talking to you, G. I'm talking about Drake, because I feel like right now the energy you're giving me right now is very Drake-ish, that you don't want me to continue, you don't want me to keep going with everything, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the fucking day, once Flavor Cardi comes through and make his statement in the rap game, you already know what the fuck is up. You feel me?
What are we doing
right now? Yes or yes? Yes or yes? You motherfucker, you feel me?
Let's just say yes.
Let me ask you something, G.
What's up?
After Candyman, do you feel like this is going to be a sequel?
There might be, just because they're trying to, like, you know, milk the cow.
If there is a sequel, will you go see it? And if not, why not?
I'll go see it, just, you know, because I like to give things the benefit of the doubt.
But let me
hoping,
ask you,
I mean, it was produced by Jordan Peele, so hoping that it is...
Facts.
It could get, you know, a little better. Probably this kind of like touching the surface, trying to come up from like what was left behind, you know, from the past movies. So if they do a sequel, then it's kind of like, it'll be interesting to see, to follow this new Candyman. The story of this new Candyman, so...
We gonna end it at the last portion of that. So, Candyman, out of 10, what do you give it?
7. Oh, 7, just like you.
I give it a 7 out of 10, same thing. Hey, Antoine. Fucking TG Lindo, coming through in this bitch, bro. What the fuck you doing?
Shout out, Antoine.
What are you talking about? Well, exactly, come through in the mic right now. Tell me how you feel right now, drinking a lot. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear what Antoine has to say right now after saying he's drunk a lot. I mean, sorry, fucking TG Lindo, Antoine is not here right now, so we're like keeping him in our thoughts. We're fucking out of it. Hey, TG Lindo, Tony Galindo, come through in this bitch. Come on. What are you talking about? It doesn't exist. Hey, let me ask you this, G. How fucked up do you have to get to where you don't even want to, like, acknowledge the fact that you exist? You feel me? Because I feel like not only did TG Lindo remind us something, but low-key, like, thinking back to all these shots that, like, taking me back to, like, Long Beach and, like, all these other beaches, I'm just like, you know what? We were at a different point in our life, so why in the fuck do we need to continue happening with this right now, you know? Like, let me ask you this. How hard has it been to get him out of his fucking show right now?
What show?
The show of you not coming through right now. That's the fucking show right now.
You're talking about an imaginary show.
What imaginary show? You're not even in the fucking podcast right now, bro. Pull up right now.
Pull up.
What do you mean? Ah, this fool. Anyways. This
had a tale of two Tonys. Both of them fucked up. And G's the last man standing.
Exactly, my boy. Hey, listen, you know what? If we're going to end this shit on G, let me ask you a couple questions before we get in this room right now, okay? Favorite pizza topping right now. Let's go.
Favorite pizza topping?
Yes.
Jalapenos. You already know.
What?
Jalapenos.
And then anything else? That's it. Because we can't just give you a jalapeno pizza.
Jalapenos and pepperoni.
Jalapenos and pepperoni for him.
A mushroom pizza, bro. Best topping.
All right, what about you? Exactly. Come on. Give yours, Anthony.
Mushroom pizza.
Mushroom pizza? For me, it's chicken bacon. Exactly. So, at the end of the day, that is exactly what's going down right now. But you know what? We are going to call it quits soon because, honestly... Shit's going crazy right now.
Crazy.
My boy Tony Galindo, I hear got like, I heard trying to stretch like 15 cheeses right now. My boy LMNG trying to keep it together for the people that are just trying to have a good night tonight.
I'm the only sober one here.
Exactly. No, sober, first of all.
I'm sober, bro. Like, y'all over here falling asleep on the mic. This
ain't nobody falling asleep on no couch. Goddamn mic. First of all, listen to me.
He's over there falling asleep on the couch.
Look at me and ask me, hey, listen, what is my pillow I'll feel like?
All right, what's 9 times 10?
No, ask me what my pillow feels like.
What does your pillow feel like?
Nothing, because you know why? We still keep it fucking going. Oh, shit, the boy Brandon came through right now. What the fuck? What's up?
Oh, first of all, don't just say what's up. Come through right now. The mic's open for you, bro. Come on.
9 times 10.
The boy Brandon, come through right now. Let's go. Come on.
9 times 10.
Where the fuck were you earlier, bro? We fucked up the Hennessy already, bro.
9 times 10.
Wow. I didn't know you guys fucking had Hennessy.
We had Hennessy like a... What, when do we do not have Hennessy, bro? Tell me.
Tony.
What?
9 times 10.
90.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi. Give me another math question. Give me another math question, bro. Come on.
8 times 7.
10 times 3. 30. All right. 8 times 7 is 48.
8 times 7, it's not 48.
I know it's not. Wait, because 7 times 7 is 49. So 49. This fucking guy. Give me another math question.
17 times 32.
All right, first of all, those are advanced ones. Give me like the basic ones.
9 times 5.
Mic check.
9 times 5 is 40. 45. 45. Fool, 45. 45. 9 times 5 is 45, my boy. We'll see.
Well, now we know who's the smarter Tony.
Give me another one.
12 times 11.
132. 132, what the fuck? Another one.
12 times 12.
144. 144. Hey, don't fucking do that. All right, give me another one.
11 times 11.
Oh.
121.
All right.
121. Let's go. You don't fucking know that 11 down. Times 11 equals 121. What the fuck are you talking about, broski? Hey, listen. All I know is I've accomplished my mission for this podcast. We have reached a whole nother hour right now. So you know what? This is the end of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony. And of course, you can follow me on the motherfucking Instas and Twitter at Tony Talks PC on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow the boy Tony Galindo at where they can follow you.
What's 9 times 9?
Tony! Galindo!
Motherfucker is knocked out.
All right, fuck it. He's out. So, G, where can they follow you?
Element G Media.
Exactly. And Brandon, where can they follow you?
What's 9 times 9?
81.
There you go.
Hey, yo! 9 times 9 gets 81. And Brandon, where can they follow you?
On Instagram is it's_justbrandon.
Exactly. I know you came in late in the podcast right now. We already got an hour in. We're fucked up. It's a fucking mess, but we're going to keep it going. What's up, bro? Hey, first of all, hey, fuck it, Tony. Where the fuck can they follow you, bro? Come on the mic. No, you got to come on the fucking mic, bro. Oh, he threw up?
What the fuck?
Did you?
Come on.
Where? Oh, it's in the trash. Okay, so it's fine. All right, whatever.
Did it have a bag, though?
We got to see right now. But you can follow the boy at psychedelics_junkie666 for the Instagram and Twitter. You can follow, of course, me at Tony Talks PC at Instagram and Twitter. This has been another Summer of Torture podcast with myself, Tony, and LMNG Media, and at psychedelics_junkie666, Tony Galindo, and...
Hello. Brandon.
Brandon. You know, Ronnie, you stay safe, stay beautiful, and most importantly, saca la bolsita responsibly.
Saca la bolsita.
Responsibly!